大家都在追求，更很多人在追求这种美国梦想的实现。
And in the United States, we find that many people pursue after the American dream.
就是钱对人变得非常的重要。
And money is very important to, for many people.
那圣经上给我们不只是得救永生的道理。
And the Bible not only gives us the truth regarding or guideline regarding how to for entering eternal life.
那圣经也教导我们在世上怎么样过人生的生活。
But it also gives us a guideline on how to live our lives on earth.
所以小弟想用圣经来谈一谈基督徒的金钱观。
So I'd like to use the Bible to talk about Christians' financial concept.
我们首先会谈到，其实圣经也肯定钱财的价值。
And we will first begin by confirming that the Bible also believes in the value of money.
圣经也甚至教人家一些致富的花财的好方法，或者是不好的方法。
And the Bible also encourages us good ways of how to spend money and also bad ways.
然后圣经上又给我们教导一些就是金钱的一些正确观念。
And also some true concepts regarding the financial concept.
那我们首先来看，圣经上也肯定金钱的价值。
So let's first study how the Bible confirms the value of money.
我们看传道书的10:19。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19.
传道书10:19。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19.
10:19。
Chapter 10, verse 19.
摆设宴席是为喜笑，酒能使人快活，钱能叫万事应心。这句话说钱可以叫万事应心。
Here in this verse, it tells us that money is the answer for everything.
真的在日光之下有钱可以解决很多的问题。
And truly, on earth, money can solve many of our problems.
所以圣经上又讲说呢，钱可以使人所愿意的得到知足，一样都不缺。
And money can satisfy us in many things where we are lacking nothing.
这个当然都是指着物质上面的。
Of course, this all refers to material possessions.
这个箴言是在谈日光之下的一些道理。
And Ecclesiastes tells us a lot of truth regarding things under heaven.
那我们也知道说，钱虽然是很有用，但是有些事情它也做不到。
And we all know that money is very useful, but there are also things where money is limited.
比如说钱可以买个会堂，但是没有办法买到神的全能。
For example, money may be able to buy a chapel, but it cannot purchase the power of God.
可以买一个房子，买不到一个家庭的温暖。
It can perhaps buy a house, but it cannot purchase the warmth of a loving family.
可以买保险，但是不能买健康。
And money can purchase insurance, but cannot purchase health.
钱可以买书本，不能买知识。
Money can purchase books, but it cannot purchase wisdom.
所以钱财不是万能的。
So money is not a solve all.
但是呢，没有钱财也是万万不能。
But it is still hard to survive without money.
所以钱也圣经上提到钱的确是。可以有价值，可以让人做很多的事情。
So the Bible tells us that money does have value and it can help us in many things.
甚至可以给人提供一种保护。
And it can also provide a protection for man.
我们看一下箴言18:11。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 11.
18:11。
Proverbs 18, verse 11.
箴言18:11。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 11.
富足人的财物是他的坚城，在他心想犹如高墙。我们中国有一道万里长城。
There's and we all know that in China there is a great wall.
那这是要抵挡外来的侵略。
This wall was built so that it can prevent foreign invaders.
可以做一个保护啊。
As a protection for the country.
那这边提到说，富足人的财物呢，就好像一座万里长城一样，可以保护他们呢。
And here it tells us that the wealth of the rich is also like an unscalable wall.
所以人遇到紧急的时候， 有钱可以应急啊，很多紧急的事情可以得到帮助。
So in times of danger, money can help us escape.
我去非洲的时候问他们说，你们有没有银行存款呢？
When I went to Africa, I asked the people there, do you have savings accounts?
他们说没有啊，怎么可能有钱放在银行呢？
And they said, of course not. How can we save money in the bank?
那我说，那里面有紧急的事情怎么办呢？
And they said, so what happens when there's a time?
我问他们。
So I asked them, what happens in a time of crisis?
他说，很简单啊，就把鸡拿去卖啊。
And they say, very simple, we just take our chickens to sell.
所以鸡也就是他们的银行存款了。
So their chickens are almost like their savings accounts.
就是他们在困难当中的一个保护啊。
So that in times of crisis, they can use this to protect them.
实际上也承认钱有一种管辖的力量。Controlling power.
And money also has a, Bible also tells us that money has a controlling power.
我们看箴言二十二章的第七节。
We can turn to Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7.
二十二章的第七节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7.
箴言二十二章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7.
富户管辖穷人，欠债的是债主的仆人。古代的人呐，如果你欠人家钱，你没有钱还呐，你怎么办呢？
So in ancient times, when we owe someone money and we do not have the money to pay off the debt, what happens?
那个债主有时候让你把孩子卖了。
That a person might sell their own children.
甚至有时候要求你把太太卖来还债。
Or to sell their own wife to repay the debt.
所以真的这个债权人呐，他是有一些能力可以管辖债务的人呐。
So the rich has this rule over the poor.
现在当然不会这样啊。
Of course, today this does not happen.
不会叫你卖孩子啊。
That where we will not sell our children.
但是你看，如果你老板说你晚上要加班。
But we can say that if our employer asks us to work late at night.
你如果要继续留下来，你不工作行吗？
And if we want to stay at the company, can we say no to work?
所以债权这个是有钱的人，有钱的的确他有一种控制的力量。
So we can see how those with money have power over those over the poor.
他可以管辖穷人富足的人可以管辖穷人呐。
And the rich can rule over the poor.
所以圣经上没有否认钱的价值。
So the Bible does not deny the power of money or the value of money.
甚至谈说钱其实是神赐给人的一种恩赐。
And where money can also be a blessing for people.
我们来看一下传道书五章十九节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
五章十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19.
五章十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19.
五章十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19.
神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐。这乃是神的恩赐，所以神赐人资财丰富啊，他可以享用自己的份啊，这个都是神给人的恩赐。
And for a man to gain possessions and be able to enjoy them is a gift from God.
所以钱财不是罪恶的。
So money is not necessarily evil.
是贪财是罪恶的。
But rather it is the greed of money that is evil.
所以钱财是中性的。
Where money is an actual neutral item.
它像一把刀一样。
It's like a blade.
你可以做用来做好的事情，也可以来用作不好的事情。
Well, we can use the blade to do good deeds, and we can also use the same blade to do evil things.
重要的是，人不要因为钱财有它的价值，人就成为钱财的奴隶。
We know that money has a value. Let us not become a slave to money.
耶稣说，一个人不能服侍两位主。
Lord Jesus said that a man cannot have two masters.
你不是重这个，就是轻那一个。
If we are not close to one, we are close to the other.
所以我们不要做钱财的仆人。
So let us not become the servant to money.
我们要做钱财的主人。
But rather, let us be the lord of our money.
我们要知道怎么样来使用他们。
We have to be wise in using our money.
把它的价值用在神的国用在一个有益的事情上面。
Where we take the value of money and use it on the kingdom of God and also think meaningful things.
实际上除了肯定钱财的价值之外呢，他也跟人家讲一些赚钱的一些好的方法跟不好的方法。
And not only does the Bible confirm the value of money, but it also encourages us how to use our money in good ways and also
make money in good way or bad
way. Make money in good ways and bad ways.
我们来看看一些正面的赚钱的方法。
Let's look at some ways to make money.
good way.
And good ways to make money.
我们看箴言的第十章。
Let's study Proverbs chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
箴言十章第四节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4.
十章四节。
Chapter 10 verse 4.
手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。实际上特别提到要致富啊，人要勤劳。得到财富，人要勤劳。
Here the verse tells us that diligent hands bring wealth.
我们再参考箴言二十一章第五节。
Let's also look at Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5.
对不起哈，对不起。十章的第六节，十章的第五节提到说，夏天聚念的是智慧之子，收割时沉睡的是愚修之子啊。第十章的第五节提到说，人啊，要懂得在把握机会，在夏天可以聚念。
And also, if we continue on chapter 10, verse 5, we can find that we have to use the summer to gather crops.
我们看二十一章的第五节。
Let's continue with Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5.
二十一章第五节。
Let's also look at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5.
二十一章五节。
Chapter 21, verse 5.
殷勤筹划的直至丰裕。请你念英文。
Chapter 21, verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead to profit.
Plans 是复数。所以圣经上跟我们讲，人殷勤呢，要做很多的计划。
So here it tells us that there are many plans of the diligent.
所以我们说，我们神啊，让人在工作，你说我们要累积财富，真的要把握机会，趁着夏天殷勤计划，殷勤工作。
So it tells us that we need to take time, use the best time during summer to make many plans and to be diligent in our work.
夏天聚念，蚂蚁懂得在夏天收集粮食。
Just like how an ant knows how to harvest during summertime.
它冬天它就有所收藏了。
So that during winter they have enough supplies.
所以人要把握时间，殷勤工作。
In the same way, we have to be take the time, use our time wisely to.And diligently.
有一次我遇到一位弟兄，他在捕鱼啊。
I once met a brother who was fishing.
他有船。
And he had a boat.
我问他说：“你最近忙不忙啊？”
And I asked him, "Are you busy recently?"
他说：“哇，最近特别忙啊。”
And he said, "Recently, I've been especially busy."
为什么呢？
And I asked him why.
最近是这个 squid 的季节哈。
And he said that this is now the season for squid, for catching squid.
如果我不认真啊，这个季节就过去了。
And if I do not diligently work now, then the season will be over.
所以殷勤的会致富。
So those who are diligent will gain wealth.
那另外一种实际上让我们要懂得怎么样应用资源。
And the Bible also tells us how to use our
resources. 我们
看
箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
第四节
，verse four，
箴言十四章第四节
，Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4，
十四章第四节
，chapter 14 verse 4，
家里无牛，槽头干净，土产增加，乃凭牛力。这个意思就是说，你牛越多哦，你土产越多了。
Here this verse basically tells us that the more oxen we have, the more harvest we'll have.
所以那个人要懂得。利用工具资源来谋生。
So here this tells us that we have to use our tools wisely so that we can gain an abundant harvest.
我来到美国，他们都不用牛，他们牛都用来吃的，他们耕种都用铁牛啊。
And I come to America and I find that we do not use cows for harvesting, but rather for eating. But there are metal cows.
就是他们懂得利用工具的哈。
Or in other words, these metal cows are tools.
我们以前在乡下的时候啊，那个农夫出去种稻子啊，出去拔草，哇，看他们很辛苦啊。
I remember when I lived in the countryside, I see all the farmers go out and harvest their crops, and it's very, I see them work very hard.
他们要 unplug the weed 哈，他们必须要那个手跟脚都浸在这个水里面，这样子长发工舌草哈，就是把那个拔草摸起来啊，把它拿起来，这样手跟脚都在很凉的水里面了。
And they have to pull the weeds where they have to wade in water both feet or their hands and feet to get the weeds out of the water.
真的很辛苦，他们没有用什么工具的哈。
And they work very hard and they do not use many tools.
那我来到美国，我发觉到连撒农药都用直升机啊，真厉害。 撒农药那个fertilizer, spray fertilizer.
But I come to the United States and I find that they use helicopters for even fertilizing.
哇，怪不得人家这里哦，真的是，是一个比较强富有的国家。
And I see that truly this nation is a wealthier nation.
比较懂得发明创造应用工具。
They're more innovative in using tools to help their work.
这是圣经上讲到一些比较正面的致富的方法。
And this is some of the better ways of how to earn money.
但是现在提到一种致富哦，得到财富的一个方法是中性的。 你好像不用做什么就得到了，也不是什么坏事情。
And the Bible also tells us we're a way of gaining money that is neutral, where we do not have to do things, and money will come to us.
看箴言十九章第十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14.
十九章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14.
十九章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14.
房屋钱财是祖宗所遗留的，唯有贤惠的妻是神所赐的。 有的人什么都不用做，这个天生呢就生在一个富有家庭，就得到很多钱财了。
And there are some people who do not need to do anything, but they are born into a rich family, a wealthy family.
那就得到很多钱财了。
And they are able to inherit their family as well.
那这种致富的方法，圣经上谈到有一个需要得到特别注意的地方。
And but this method, the Bible also tells us something that we have to pay attention to.
This way, Bible gives us a warning.
Or gives us something, a warning.
我们看箴言二十章,
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20,
21节,
verse 21.
如果你很快就得到财产，你要小心哦。
And if we gain inheritance quickly, we have to be careful.
20章21节,
chapter 20, verse 21.
起初素得的产业，终究却不为福啊。 你一下就得了很多钱财哦，你什么都没有努力工作，就是祖先呢给你很多钱财，一下就很多，小心哦，这个不一定是福哦。And
even though if our family gives us a great inheritance, sometimes this is not a blessing.
我就想，有时候我们在想这个大卫跟所罗门王两个人的生命啊。
I sometimes think of the lives of David and Solomon.
这个大卫是从零开始啊，得到神很多的祝福啊。And
David has gained a lot of wealth from the Lord.
Start from zero, 从零开始什么都没有的。He
started with nothing and gained all his wealth from the Lord.
你看他一辈子啊，神祝福他有这么多一个王的位置，一些财富啊。 他这个当中经过多少流离漂泊、吃苦的生活？And
this journey from him becoming king and gaining his wealth, we can see how much he had to wander and suffer.
那你看所罗门王就不一样了。And
we can see King Solomon was different.
两个人都是神同样所爱的。And
both people were loved by the Lord.
所罗门甚至神，他不用做什么，神就给他很多的智慧。And
Solomon did not have to do much, and God gave him great wisdom.
那所罗门不用做什么，他就承受到王位，承受到很多的财富。Solomon
did not have to do much, and he has gained a kingdom and a throne.
神特别爱所罗门，甚至给他取了一个乳名，一个 nickname.
And God loved Solomon so much, he gave him a nickname.
但是所罗门王他。 这个素得的财产呢，终究不一定是他福气呀。But
yet this inheritance that he gained does not guarantee that his blessing.
所以哦，真的吃苦有时候是人的一个 asset，吃苦的过程呢是人的一个资产哦。So
for our journey through suffering can sometimes be an asset.
如果你在这个殷勤当中呢，这个过程当中呢，神还祝福你，人比较会去珍惜，去感恩。
So that through our suffering, we might be able to be more content and to more thankful of the things that God has given us.
那你一下子得到这么多啊，你这个来得快，你不会珍惜，可能去的也就快了。And
sometimes when wealth comes very quickly and we are not satisfied, it can also leave us very quickly.
那个我们说这个 Bill Gates 常常谈到说他很会懂得做这个慈善事业。And
we know we sometimes talk about Bill Gates and he is a very successful person and knows how to do business.
那我如果没有记错，我读过一篇文章谈到他对子孙所遗留的是什么。And
I once studied an article about what he leaves for his descendants.
他说他给他们不会太多了。And
he said that he will not give them too much.
大概一个人100万。Perhaps
just a million for each person.
对他来讲，100万算什么
？But to him, how much $1 million is not count as much.
你说100万在这个时代说起来大概是一间房子了。
1间比较好的房子。 And $1 million perhaps in today's times can buy us a rather good house.
所以他不是通通给他的孩子，他是把他回馈这个社会。
And he does not give all he has gained to his children, but rather he returns it to the society.
这跟东方人的观念比较不一样。
And this is a little different from the Eastern thought.
这是我们要来思考的一个问题啊。
And this is something we also have to consider.
我们祖先一下得这么财产，多这么多财产，真的是他们的福气吗？
Where if we give our children everything we have gained, is it their blessing?
当然，圣经上也谈到一些比较负面的，我们致富不可以用这种，不可以用下面的方法。
And the Bible also tells us methods that we should not use to gain wealth.
我们来看箴言第10章第2节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12.
10章第2节。
I'm sorry, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
10章第2节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 2.
不义之财毫无益处。 唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。这么提到说，人呐，不要用恶劣的方法、罪的方法来得到财富。Here
it tells us that we should not use ill-gotten ways to gain treasures.
现在的人想要得到财产呢，常常用一些不法的手段。And
today there are many people because they want to gain money, they use unlawful means.
这种不法的手段呢，圣经上讲所得到的钱财是虚浮的。And
here it says that the treasures that they gain has no value.
是虚浮的。我们看箴言11章的18节。Let's
also turn to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18.
11章第8节是提到虚浮的工匠。11章18节。
Chapter 11, verse 18.
恶人经营得虚浮的工匠。 撒一种的得实在的果实，换句话说，如果用不法的方法得到钱，那个钱哦是漂浮的啦，你没有办法实实在在的像义人一样哦，所赚的是实实在在的啦。And
here it says that the wicked man, the wages that he earns is deceptive, it's fleeting, it's not like the reward of the righteous where it's sure and is stable.
所以你可能眼看你会赚很多，但是到最后还是会失去的，就叫虚浮的工匠。And
this deceptiveness is that when we may gain a lot of money very quickly, but very quickly it can all disappear.
我以前，因为我以前是练商的。And
because I studied business in Taiwan.
那我那个时候读到一个文章啊。And
I was studying another article at the time.
因为我们台湾的人，以前就是我们要靠贸易嘛，做贸易。
And in Taiwan, many people had a business.
那个老板呢，那个国外订单来哦，订不晓得多少万双的鞋子啊。And
there was a foreigner who ordered a lot of shoes.
那这个台湾人哦，他为了赚更多点钱哦，他那个鞋子寄出去的通通是寄左脚了。And
this Taiwanese person in this article, this Taiwanese person, because he wanted to gain a lot of money, he took the order and he only sent shoes for the left foot.
他想说这样子，他会再回来跟我 order 右脚吗
？And then he by doing so, he was thinking that he would this customer would come back to buy the shoes for the right foot.
这个这种人哦，生意大概一次就结束了，不会有下一次了。And
this businessman, he probably only had one. He only probably made one sale and did not have any more.
所以我们不要用诡诈的方法来支付。So
we should not use a wicked or unlawful means. Or deceptive means to gain wealth.
很大的提醒，警告就是不要想急速发财，不要想很快的就要赚大钱了。And
one of the reminders that the Bible gives us that we should not try to gain money very quickly.
我们看箴言的28章20节。Let's
study Proverbs chapter 28.
28章20节。
Chapter 28, verse 20.
28章20节。
Chapter 28, verse 20.
人有恶言，想要急速发财，却不知穷乏必临到他身。真的，有些人哦，恨不得一下子就变跟 Bill Gates 一样啊。And
here, this verse tells us that there are many people who want to become like Bill Gates.
一下就想要跟他一样啊。The
where they want to become like Bill Gates immediately.
我们再看，20节。Let's
also look at verse 20.
诚实人必多得福，想要急速发财的不免受华，啊，快快想要发财的这种人会得到兴华。
And those who are eager to get rich will be will be punished.
我常常在一些跟年轻人在一起哦，当然不一定是主内的人，然后我们看到社会的一些年轻人呐。And
sometimes when I'm with the youth, not necessarily the youth in church, but also their friends.
我们会知道很多人都想要借着炒作股票啊，一步登天，一下就要发财。
Where they want to gain a lot of wealth through through stocks very quickly.
为什么一大堆人啊想要到拉斯维加去呢？
And why do people enjoy going to Las Vegas?
那个不一定要去玩呢。
Not only is it for pleasure.
很多人就是带一笔，想说我一个晚上就可以啊赚很多了。
But rather they have the goal of bringing a lot of money so that they can gamble and earn more money back.
这个都会啊，到最后都会自己受损伤的。
And if this continues in the end, most of this will become lost.
可是我们做人要实实在在的了。
So as a people, we have to be realistic and diligent in earning money and doing work, and not try to gain money quickly through unstable means.
那我们再来谈一谈圣经上提到一些比较正确的，那我们谈一种我们对钱财应该有什么样的比较正确的观念呢？
So let us now study what are some of the better ways to earn money.
The right concept of money. Huh?
The right concept of money.
我们来看一下提摩太前书六章。
Let's study 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
提摩太前书六章九节十节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
但那想要发财的，就现在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。第十节。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋财物，就被引诱离弃真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。 圣经上特别对我们提出一个钱财的观念，就是绝对不可以贪呐。And
the Bible tells us a very important concept of money is that we cannot be greedy.
人有衣有食就当知足。Where
if we have our clothes to wear and food to eat, we should be content.
我们敬虔加上知足啊，就是最大的利益啊。And
when we have our when we're content with the money we have. It is a great benefit.
所以耶稣说，人的一个生命呢，不在乎家道的丰富。人的一个生命的一个丰富呢，不是说你钱很多了。And
the prosperity of man is not dependent on how much money that person has.
所以人最主要是要追求爱，不是一心一意想要追求钱呢。And
that's why people need to pursue after love and not necessarily money.
所以我们家不一定要有钱才会快乐了。Where
we do not need money for our family happiness.
实际上讲那个吃素菜哦，你可以彼此相爱哦，强过吃那个回牛，大家恨来恨去的，彼此相爱，没什么意思的。And
the Bible tells us that it is more meaningful to eat vegetables in a loving family than to eat meat in a family of that despises each other.
所以圣经上讲说，那个多有。 少有财物敬畏神呐，强过于多有财物心情这个扰乱，这个没什么意思的。And
it's more meaningful to have less wealth, but to be more obedient to God and have more wealth and less obedient.
所以又提醒我们说，不要一直劳碌，想要去致富，不要劳碌致富。And
and we should not continue to work and work so that we can be content.
所以我们心中不要只有 dollar sign，我们心中要有最主要是要。 不要追求只有那个dollar那个sign那个钱的部分，我们就是要去追求心中有一个爱充满在我们的心中。And
we should not pursue after, we should not use our hearts to pursue after that dollar sign, but rather a heart of love.
我常常想，如果我们配得啊，神爱我们呐，我们虽然不是追求钱，但是我们是追求神的国、神的义啊，追求神的爱。And
I think that if we are worthy, we pursue after the kingdom of God and love and not necessarily
wealth.
And all the wealth in the world belongs to God. Will God not love us back?
亚伯拉罕一生的目标在哪里?
And we can see where the goal of Abraham's life was.
亚伯拉一生的目标不是追求钱呢。
That the goal of Abraham's life was not pursuit after money.
他在追求遵行神的旨意。
But rather after the will, doing the will of God.
但是你看别人称亚伯拉，你是尊贵的王子。
But people praise Abraham that he is the
noble prince.
Noble prince.
真的，他亚伯兰他是也是个大户户啊。你看他多家里有多少仆人。
And truly, Abraham was very wealthy, and he had many servants.
他不是追求钱，那钱就是神自动给他。
He did not pursue after money, but that money fell into his lap.
以撒、雅各，每个人都是这样子的。
Isaac, Jacob, they're all like that.
所以人不一定要说我一心一意想要去追求这些东西啊。
So we should not use all of our effort to just pursue after money.
但是哦，神要赐给人财富哦，是不会加上忧虑的。
But the money that God gives us does not come with worry.
我们会知道美国有一个隐忧啊，在美国的一个弟兄姐妹有一个隐忧。
And I find that there is a temptation in the United States.
就是大家都是为了儿女来移民美国啊。
Where people want to immigrate to the United States for their children.
但是为了养育儿女呢，把很多的时间花在这个金钱的追求，就是为了养育儿女呢，就是把时间都花在这种工作上面，为了就是养育儿女。
But their way of taking care of their children is to work hard so that the family may have money.
啊，但是呢，到最后因为儿女来美国，最后也是在美国失去儿女啊。
But when the kids are able to come to the United States, they end up losing their kids.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
他们花太多时间没有在经营家庭、经营信仰，就是经他们主要就是啊用钱来、以为只有钱就可以啊解决家庭却的需要。
As because the parents spent all their time trying to earn enough money for their children that they did not use enough time to try to build the family.
这是我们今天要特别提醒我们自己的。
And this is something that we have to remind ourselves.
现在跟我们讲说贪财这个贪呢，人不会因为贪得。而得到知足啊，人不会因为你贪就可以得到知足。
And people do not find contentment in greed.
我们来看传道书五章十节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书五章十节。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
传道书五章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10.
贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足。这也是虚空。我们不要以为说那个有钱人一直贪得，他就因为得到的东西得到知足啊。
And we should not believe that those who loves money will ever be content.
所以贪像是一个啊无底坑一样。
So the greed is like a bottomless pit.
我认识一位女士。
And I know a woman.
她从乡下搬到一个大都市。
She moved from the countryside into a city.
那就在他们家门口摆一个卖汤圆的，然后卖热汤圆的。
And she sold some
汤圆啊
glutinous rice balls outside her house.
那他就说啊，跟主讲主啊，我每天如果赚50块台币哈，我就很喜乐了。
She sold some
2块钱，两三块美金呢。
And she sold some desserts in front of her house, and she said that if I can just earn $5 a day, I'd be incredibly satisfied and happy.
那后来他又改做其他生意，他跟神说：“主啊，现在我每天只要赚台币500块钱呢，我大概就满意了。”
And later on, she changed her business and she said that, Lord, if I can now just gain $500 Taiwanese dollars, I'll be content.
那后来哦，他又改卖衣服，他又跟神说：“神呐、啊，现在我只要每天赚5000块钱呢，我就满意了。”
And then she again changed her business to selling clothes, and she said that now, Lord, if I can only earn $5,000 Taiwanese dollars, I'll be content.
我觉得他一辈子都在求神呐、啊，这样我就满意了。
And I find that throughout her work experience, she's just been praying to God that if I gain this, I'll be content.
所以真的人不要贪心啊，永远不会知足啊。
And it is good for a man not to be greedy because a man will never be content.
那个贪吼，贪到最后会用一种比较 tricky 的方法来挣钱呢、啊，
yeah.
会用比较诡诈的方法来挣钱呢、啊。
And in the end, greed will become a very tricky or display itself in a very tricky way.
我们看一下箴言二十一章第六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter
二十一章第六节。
Chapter 21, verse 6.
二十一章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 6.
用诡诈之舌求财的，就是自取其实，所得的财 乃是吹来吹去的胡言。这个经节非常的好。
This is a very good verse.
有的人真的是贪到最后，他就用诡诈的方法去求财物了。
And people oftentimes greed leads people to unethical way to gain money unethically.
啊，最后自己会取死啊。
Where in the end it leads people into a deadly
snare. 那这种钱呢，像浮云一样飘来飘去的，不会永远在你身上的。
And this money is like a fleeting vapor, where it will never land in our laps.
你看那个 Enron 公司现在在接受审判，那些老板。
And we can see the example of Enron, where its business members are being judged.
就是用诡诈的方法起财，你看现在还得几家受毁坏。
And we can see that they use unethical means to gain money, and we can see their outcome.
那不只是自己受己害啊，圣上讲说还会连累他的家庭啊。
And not only do they lose everything themselves, but their families also lose everything.
你看那个雅各谷就是连累谷的意思。雅各谷啊，那个谁葬在雅各谷？雅干呢？因为贪得财物，后来被石头打死。他的家人也在雅各谷被石头打死了。
And we can see the example of Achan, where he was because of greed, he was also stoned.
那个雅各谷就是连累谷的意思，连累的意思就是连他的家人都是受到伤害啊，不只是他被丢死了，他的家人也被丢死了。
And he was stoned in a valley where both him and his family were stoned to death.
所以贪啊，不只是伤害自己，也会伤害我们自己，我们的家人呢。
And not only does greed harm ourselves, but it also harms our families as well.
所以我们第一个正确的观念就是，我们真的要戒贪。
So one of the concepts we must first have is that we have to stay away from greed.
啊，再就是不要依靠无定的钱财。
And the second is that we should not put all our trust on money.
Rely, huh?
Or rely on, but put all, or rely all on money.
我们看提摩太前书六章十七节。
Let's turn to First Timothy, chapter 6, verse 17.
提摩太前书六章十七节。
First Timothy, chapter 6, verse 17.
六章十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
你们要嘱咐那些在今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财。只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。圣上叫我们真的不要依靠那个无定的钱财。
Here it tells us that we should not put our hope in wealth.
我们要依靠那个后世百物给我们享用的神。
But rather we should put our hope in God who provides us with everything.
啊，这也有一句话很好，他说你岂要定睛在这个不定的钱财上面呢？
And here it tells us that why should we put our hope in something so uncertain?
啊，实际上那个他讲说那个钱财必像鹰啊，它要长翅膀向天飞去啊。
It's almost like the money is like an eagle, where it'll spread its wings and fly away.
啊，帮我们看一下哈，这个经文很好啊。啊，看太多了，啊，算了，不用看了。哎，所以那个钱财真的像鹰一样，它会长翅膀向天飞去的。
Where money will sprout wings and like an eagle and fly.
如果你住在中南美洲，你大概就有这个感觉。
If we ever lived in Central or South America, we might have this experience.
啊，我听到一位朋友啊，他说他这个在南美洲做生意啊，他这个钱一定要跑到这个美国银行去寄美金。
And I know a person who does business in Central and South America, and they said that when they have money, they have to invest it in an American bank.
因为那个南美洲有些地方啊，那个物价膨胀太厉害了，一下子钱就变得没有价值。
And,
通货膨胀太厉害。
And inflation in Central and South America is sometimes very surprising, where in a moment all the money they earned will be nothing.
所以真的有时候钱啊，就像鹰飞去一样。
And truly, money can often be like an eagle and just fly away.
所以我们不要依赖无定的钱财。
So we should not put our hope on something so uncertain that is money.
我们要依靠后世我们享用的那个神呐、啊，哦。
But we should put our hope on God who gives us everything.
我们在这个时代里面哦，弟兄姐妹不一定依靠钱财啊，但是呢，我们一直觉得弟兄姐妹呢，很重视啊，就是很担心那个工作，不要说重视，就是有时候会太担心自己的工作。
And today, many brothers and sisters, they do not. They did not put all their hope in money, but oftentimes their jobs brings them or their business brings them a lot of worry.
因为这是一个实在话，就是没有工作，人会 人会失去很多东西了。
Because in reality, without a job, we lose a lot of things.
但是我们呢，要当然要关心工作，但是也不要依赖工作。
So we have to be able to do well at work, but we should not use work as a put all our hope in our work.
我们把工作当成我们的依赖，就好像我们的神一样，那这样子工作可能就比神更大了。
Once we put all our trust and our reliance on work, then our work will become like God.
没有错，工作是很现实的，是一定要需要。在这个时代，没有工作，我怎么生存呢
？And truly, work is a necessity in life.
但是啊，为了要保住工作，很多弟兄姐妹啊，真的是啊。花很多很多的精力，就是为了要保住一份工作。
But truly, in just to keep a job, many of our sisters put a lot of effort in doing so.
怕的就是老板呢，炒鱿鱼的时候，第一个就想到我啊。
Perhaps they're afraid that their supervisor will when it comes to layoffs, the first will be them, will be us.
但是我们也发觉到说，其实这个时代哦，唯一不变的就是变。
But we often find that those that in this society, those that are unchanging, change.
唯一不变的就是真的你 the only variable, the only constant in this society is variable, yeah.
The only constant in the society.
就是你唯一不变的哦，唯一不变就是一直变，一直变就是唯一不变的啦。
That the only thing that is constant and reliable in the society is change.
Not reliable, not reliable, 不能，坚持不能 reliable, 是不是？啊，所以我们知道，所以我们要把我们那个我们灵魂的锚要放在神身上。
So let's put our spiritual anchors on God.
哦，不要放在钱或是工作上面。
And not on money or our career.
再来就是我们要懂得善用做钱财的主人呢。
And the next we have to understand how to be a good manager.
我们来看一下提摩太前书六章十八节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18.
六章十八节。
Chapter 6 verse 18.
提摩太前书六章十八节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 18.
我们从十七节开始读哈。
Let's start from verse 17.
你们要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财。只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神，十八节，又要嘱咐他们行善，好在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，十九节，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。除了不要依靠钱财，实际上又教导我们要善用钱财在好事上面之中。
And the Bible not only tells us not to be greedy, but also tells us that we should use our riches to do good deeds.
实际上讲说神让穷人跟富人相遇啊，跟我们讲穷人跟富人都是神所造的。
Meaning that God has called the rich and the poor.
所以让他们相遇呢，就要让富人呢有一个把握机会行善啊。
And this is for so that the rich has the ability to do good.
所以实际上讲说，你手里如果有行善的力量哦，要向那当得的人施行啊。
And the Bible tells us that if we are able to do good, we should.
所以有的人过分吝啬哦，反而会贫穷哦。过分吝啬哦，我们来吝啬就是像铁公鸡一毛不拔，就是那个就是很 stingy 这样子啊。
And the Bible tells us that oftentimes those who are stingy will.
我们来看圣经好了哈。我们看箴言十一章二十四节。
Let's turn to a Bible verse, Proverbs chapter 11.
十一章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 11.
二十四节。
Chapter 11 verse 24.
十一章二十四节，你念一下英文哈。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24. One man gives freely yet gains even more; another withholds unduly.But comes to poverty.
Yes, 这个就是过分吝啬，反而贫穷啊。可是你如果懂得施舍啊，有时候反而增加。
And this verse tells us that this is what it means to withhold unduly, and that will lead us to poverty. But if we can give freely, then we gain more.
所以圣经又讲说，怜悯穷人的是借给神啊。
And
你 have mercy on the poor, 就是。就是把钱借给神啊。 怜悯穷人的就是把它借给神的。
And the Bible also tells us that when we have mercy on the poor, we are lending money to God.
真的是这样子啊。
It's true.
这就叫做积存财富呢，在天上。
And this is what it means to store our riches in heaven.
所以圣经上给我们的观念就是多的也没有余，少的也没有缺，就是让弟兄姐妹可以彼此照顾。多的人呢，你不会剩下太多；少的人呢，也没有缺乏太多了。
Where those who are abundant will not have too much, and those who are needy will have nothing lacking.
啊，所以我们有的要用钱财来帮助那些没有的。
So those who have more wealth should help those who have less.
啊，这是圣经给我们一些财富的观念呢。
And these are some concepts that the Bible tells us regarding finances.
我们行善呢，首先要对自己家里人开始。
And when we do good, we have to begin with our family.
啊，人如果不照顾自己的亲属，比那个不信耶稣的人还不如啊。
And those who cannot take care of their own family are less worthy than those who are not under the Lord.
啊，再来就是要照顾神家里面的人。
The next is to take care of the family under Christ.
啊，在旧约里面呢，特别指着以色列的人，他们对自己的同胞，同一属于神子民的，如果一个人对穷人过分吝啬的话，他的祷告，穷人呼叫他不听，他的祷告啊，神也不听的。
And
尤其对自己那个信耶稣的人哈，如果那个有穷人在叫你不听，你叫神，神也不听你啊。
And if we do not listen to the cries of the poor in church, God will not listen to our cries.
Yeah, 这是圣经上给我们指导了哈。所以愿神帮助我们呢，我们对财务有一个比较好的观念。
May God help us all so that we can have a better understanding or concept on our finances.
没有错，圣经承认钱财的价值。
And it is true that the Bible confirms the value of money.
甚至跟我们讲有些好的跟不好的致富的方法。
Or it tells us some good methods and bad methods of earning money.
但重要是人呢，不要贪心。
But the most important is that let us not be greedy.
啊，人要依靠神。
We need to rely on God.
人要懂得积财在天上。
We need to learn how to store our riches in heaven.
我们一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.